You want to hear a replay? Shalom aleichem, Camarado.
Okay, so last week we started Chelek Beis on Mem Gimel. I'm going to go through it again because you weren't here and Eli's not here today. So Eli was there yesterday, not. So just to get everybody up on stretch, I thought maybe we'll just start again. A very important Yesoidus, yeah? So up to now we dealt with Malchus, after the Mem Beis. That's what we spent the last year doing. That's the first pillar of understanding anything about Shabbos. The next sugya, obviously, is Maaseh Breishis. The next sugya, obviously, is the sugya of Chiddush HaOlam, which we know something about, but you'll see we don't know enough in order to be able to understand what that has to do with Shabbos. So he's going to start opening up the sugya. Shabbos is Eichel Maaseh Breishis. The whole of Shabbos is because 6 days Hashem worked and he rested, but okay, fine. So we'll start here now. I got with Eli last week up to the on the Mem Hey, but whatever, we'll go through the slowly together and we'll see what we come up with now. And then next week we'll should all be on the same page and we can carry on from where we leave off today. Okay. We're now going to try and clarify where you find in the Metziut of Shabbos. Gilu Malchus Shemaim. We spoke about Malchus Shemaim. We spoke about Malchus and that Shabbos is somehow a aspect of this Gilu of Malchus Shemaim. But where do we see that in Shabbos? Why is Shabbos the gateway that enables us to go towards Kedushas Hashem? No, sorry, that's the gate that that's where the Kedusha comes via, comes through Shabbos. So it's like a gateway. That the Kedusha Elyona comes via Shabbos. Well, what's that about? So it says like this: Ikka Shvizas Hashabbos hi Zichron L'Maisa Breishis. Ikka Shabbos Zeichel L'Maisa Breishis. Yeah, that's every 3 year old cheder child knows that Shabbos is because 6 days Hashem created the world, and on Shabbos he rested. But there's something to do with Maisa Breishis. But it says it's very hard to understand this. If the foundation of Shabbos is the remembrance, the zikaron, whatever that means, yitziras shemaim va'aret, the formation, the creation of heaven and earth, to remind ourselves the enormous koyach of Hashem in creating a world, yesh mi'ayin, harei l'chayra mai horos inyan hashvisa. So then why do you have a halacha to not do anything on Shabbos? Now, not do anything doesn't mean not do anything. It means why are we commanded not to do the 39 Maisa creations, acts of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world? Where do you see not doing anything a reflection of Maisa Breishis? Moshe Shibon, not Binyan Mufua. Like a person, he builds a beautiful, wonderful building. When he's finished the building, he goes to lie down because he had a hard time. He was tired, so he went to rest. You want to tell the people about the building, so you show the guy sleeping on the couch? Mamazeka show him resting on the couch to the building that came before. Mamma Kesha. Karayesh Haber, Shenachim Gamblishi Knulem Malachas Tzira. There are plenty of people lying on couches that didn't build buildings. So why does his resting reflect on his building? Vimkain Eicha Menucha Marali Tzira. How does Menucha reflect and explain the Yetzirah, the building? On Shabbos, we should all go out there and do the 39 malachas. Shabbos, you should be commanded every Shabbos or every week you do a different malacha. We should be Isaac in the malachas of Shabbos to remember Maisa Breshis, because Maisa Breshis was done through the 39 malachas. Yeah, the Mishkan was done 39 malachas, and the Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe. So that's where we get the Ham Hekesh between Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash, and those are the malachas that we don't do on Shabbos. Adarabba, you want to remember Maisa Breshis? So go do the malachas. And they have these farms where they take the kids and they show them all the 39 malachas, and you know, so go to one of those places every Shabbos, and like I say, go plowing and planting and shearing and cutting and baking, and do all the things. That's a good kasha, no? In the Akedah, he says they write there unbelievable things, which is really the foundations of an understanding of Shabbos. The next few weeks, we're going to be spending a paraphrase. He's going to bring down this particular Akedah the way he understood it. And we'll get some understanding of the foundations of what Shvisa has to do with Maisa Breshis. So the kashi is, why are we remembering Zichroi, Shabbos, celebrating the creation, Yesh Mi'ayin, through not doing anything? That's counterintuitive. Okay, clear? So if that's clear, we'll take the next step. V'nei, ha'yasod b'sugin hu, she'ha'Shabbos einu bo lo'ois al yetziris ha'olem b'maisa breshis. First thing you have to remember, and this is a lot of people make this mistake, this is a critical error, understandably so, is that Shabbos is not a siman, it's not an ois, it's not a zichroin on the yetzira of the oilam b'maisa breishis. That's not what it is. Huh? I mean, that's what they've been telling me for the last 50 years, that Shabbos is about the maisa breishis, tziras oilam. So what is it if it's not that? Sure, it's my sabreishis, but there's a deeper understanding of what Shabbos is trying to explain to us. Not just that there was a creation of the world, but that there was a creation of the world, yesh mi'ayin, mi'ha'ayin v'ha'efes ha'gomo. Nothing in this world that you see now at any human had no existence. Before this, it was just Hashem, Ein Sof. And Hashem brought all this about Yesh Mi'ayin Agomo, Ha'efes V'Agomo. That's what Shabbos is about. V'chua skimu b'zeh kol ha'kadmoinim she'Shabbos kodesh bo lehoires al chidush ha'olam. You'll tell me what's the difference. Ma'isa b'reishis, chidush ha'olam, it's semantics. It's all the same thing. We'll see. Big, big difference. That's where we and the Greeks part company. You'll see. V'chua skimu b'zeh kol ha'kadmoinim she'Shabbos kodesh bo lehoires al chidush ha'olam. Chidush Olam means Yesh Mi'ayin. Ein Ramban in Yisroi, Beis Chonon, we talk about Shabbos, we say for Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, if you want to have a look. V'amna mai chashivus ha'gadoy l'shel hoiris yosor ha'chidush. So then now we have to ask, so what's the big news about this horror of Chidush, Chidush Olam? V'ayinyan, if you want to go deeper, find the pre-existing yesod, pre-Maisa Breishis. We're not allowed to talk about pre-Maisa Breishis, but what was the yesod that this whole story stands on is Yichud Hashem. Birar Kodmainim, she inyan ha-yichud, ha-miuchas alav yisparach, enu rak ke-echad ha-mispari. Yichud Hashem, we're getting a lot of klalim here, we have to summarize them, we're putting a lot of fundamental principles in place here that are ma'od chashuv, and we build much, much understanding of Torah on these yisoidas. Ma'od chashuv. When we say that Hashem is yochid, when he's one, what are the mitzvahs, what are the shesh mitzvahs, tmiris, is Hashem's yochid, he's one. So we understand that means he's one and that there's no one else, he's not two. Well, that's not correct. That's not the muvan of Yichud Hashem. Shashem is brachu boire echad va'ein oid echad kamo. No, he's the only one and there's no one like him. I mean, that's true, but that's not the muvan of Yichud. Ela ha'echad moiral achdus gemura. What that echad means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echor. What that's moira is an achdus gemura. One means he's everything and there is nothing else besides him. Not that he's one God and not two gods. You know, like the Greeks, they've got hundreds of gods. No, we only believe in one God. It's correct, but that's not the Musag of Yichud Hashem. The Musag of Yichud Hashem is there is nothing other than him. Infinite. Yichud umiyuchad va'ein oid milvadoi. He's one and unique, and there is nothing else. There isn't anything other than him in the world. Nothing else is kayam in the world other than him. There is no nature. There is no teva. That's the musag that the world stands on. That's the yesod ha-yesodis. On that yesod stands chidush ha-olam. That everything stands, Chidush Olam stands on that. Vehu, the kima de kol nivroim nivra al yaday yisparach mi'ein ve'efes gomo. Since everything is created, mi'ein ve'efes, from absolute nothingness, agomo, by Hashem, nimtza she'ein l'shum dov chutz mimeni metzias mitzad atzma. That means nothing has its own existence in and of itself. I exist because a Kodesh Baruch Hu wills me into existence. I mean, it's known as an independent existence. Maybe that's a better way to put it. We're all dependent. Our existence is dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us life. God gave us life once and now we run automatic. If the world is Yesh Man, it's created Yesh Man, that means the Rotzen Hashem created the world. That means that Rotzen has to continually be there, willing the world into existence. That means what you see in the world is Kulu Rotzen Hashem. We'll deal with the miracle of Bechira, because Bechira is a contradiction to that. Because Bechira is you can go against the Rotzen Hashem. It's the biggest miracle of Bechira. Biggest miracle of Bechira is you can go against the Rotzen Hashem. How can you go against the Rotzen Hashem? That's not a subject now. I'm just bringing it up because we discuss Bechira a lot. How can you have Bechira, which means I can do something against the Rotzen Hashem, when there's nothing that's against the Rotzen Hashem? Everything is the Rotzen Hashem. You can't have something outside the Rotzen Hashem. If you would do something outside the Rotzen Hashem, you'd cease to exist, because you only exist because you're in the Rotzen Hashem. But if you would step out the Rotzen Hashem, you couldn't exist. That's the miracle of Bechira. You can go against the Rotzen Hashem and still exist. Okay, tov. But that's one of the problems you have over here. With Mitzvah Hashem, we can deal with that in the other vod. So, since everything only exists from the koyach and rotzen of Hashem, shezuhu mehusa shel kol ha-metzias be'emes, that's the essence of the entire bria, bitu shel rotzon yisparach. What is the world other than just an expression of Hashem's rotzon? It's a gilu, his rotzon. I don't know if that's correct. Im kein nimtze she be'emes ein zuloso. It comes out there is nothing other than him. Because everything that exists as an expression of his rotzon. Okay, so those are the words. Now we'll try and explain them a little bit. Just as a hakdome, the Nefesh HaChaim, he uses the following moshul. He says, if a person builds a building, yeah, he puts a lot of koiches into building a building, he builds a building. Then he decides that he doesn't really want the building anymore. He sells it and he goes and he lives somewhere else. He doesn't even remember having built a building. He's forgotten about the building, yeah? The building ceases to exist. No, the building carries on existing. He took material that existed. He didn't create the raw materials, Yesh Miayim. He took the material that existed. He took trees and he chopped them and he shaved them and he cleaned them and he whatever, and he built a log cabin. And that goes away. Shochach, he forgets that he built a log cabin, yeah? The log cabin doesn't disappear. The log cabin's still there. Hashem, that's not how he creates. Kuboro, he creates Yesh Miayin. He took something that didn't exist, willed it into existence, and the only reason it exists is because he's willing it into exist. If he would forget about it, it would cease to exist. If Hashem decided one day not to think about me, I couldn't be here because I'm only here because Hashem's thinking, willing, speaking, whatever. His rotzon is what is behind everything. Is nothing independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing. Not your Yetzirah, not your Yetzirah Tov, kol rotzon Hashem. With the exception of that thing called Bechira, where you have freedom outside of his rotzon, which is Mavol V'Ra'an, that's an unbelievable miracle. And we have Bechira. Not like the people say, no, you don't really have Bechira. It's just that you think you have Bechira and you don't have it. You mamash have Bechira. Where you have Bechira, that's a discussion. How big your Bechira is, how much Bechira. But you have Bechira in the area, you have Bechira. That's proper Bechira. Otherwise, you don't have Bechira. It's just a game. It's just kind of like a hatsaga. You think you have Bechira. No, you really have Bechira. Otherwise, you can't have Schavoinish. If you don't really have Bechira, then you can't have Schavoinish. Because I thought I had Bechira, now you're going to, no, you must have Bechira. So that's impossible to understand. That's why the Goyim deny that we have Bechira. The Catholics deny we have Bechira. You can't have Bechira because they can't deal with it. They can't put that on a microscope and show that to you. You can't. Bechira comes from another dimension. We know we have Bechira. That's Das. Okay. Kinei. Klal Poshut Hu. Shaged amiti shel metzias kol dover hu shoyshe umakoyre. Okay, we're going to start trying to understand and unravel what we've set up to now. The dvarim tzat kasher, but we'll go in now and start opening it up and see what we can come away with here in understanding. First principle is that the definition, the genuine geda definition on anything in the world, of anything, is its root and source. What is this thing? Well, what does it come from? What's it made from? The dugma. Today they make artificial wood, or they make plastic, let's say, from petroleum, from oil, let's say. Yeah, you have products today that don't look anything like oil. That's what it's made from. It's processed oil. They make artificial wood today, whatever, wall panels, whatever that is, it's made from neft. They do a whole interesting process, whatever, and they take this chomer, this raw material, and they put it into an object that looks like wood. And it mamash has all the properties of eight. You can cut it, sand it, varnish it, whatever. Eight, yeah? Okay. Whatever, anything, any processed material, yeah. Amnam, hamevin yodeya shebeemes hametzius hamitis shelachefet kunef. If you know what this thing really is, what is this thing really? It's not wood, it's oil, it's petroleum, neft, whatever that stuff is. What is this thing really? It's wood. It's been processed and done, and now it looks like this. MS, if you could unravel that process, you just get back to oil, because that's what the thing really is. It's sheresh and makor, its root and source is neft, so it's neft. But it looks like wood, so do. Plastic looks like plastic, doesn't look like oil. Don't pour oil over your Shabbos table, you know, to keep it clean. You put plastic on, nylon. Yeah, but nylon is kulu, it's made from petroleum. Okay, so we don't know how to take the plastic and get it back to petroleum. But if you could, that's really what the thing is. You can even prove that. If you'll burn it, it'll go back to its initial components. I don't know what would happen if you would burn this oil, this wood that's made from it. If you burn it, it goes back to being oil. I don't know what would happen. It'll just become ashes, no? I don't know. But let's say you could unravel the process, then it would go back to its source. its source is oil. You saw Zed and his deity, this foundation, he says, according to his humble opinion, he says, as you can see in Hilchas Mikvos, wow. You can see this thing in coming out in the Gemara, in Zvochim, of Chaf Beis. It discusses like this. Yibchushim admoinim adumim ksherim lemikve mipnei shebriyosam min amayim. There's these things there. It's some kind of meat. I don't know what it is. It's yabchushim that are red. And it's kosher for a mikveh. Why? Because its source is water. These things are made from water. I haven't looked at the Gemara. Hareafel pisha ovri shinui matzumim v'bosa gomol ufanecha. They've undergone unbelievable amounts of changes, transformations. And right now you have a piece of serious meat sitting in front of you. Since it was created kulu from water, that would be cool if you could make meat out of water. How'd you do that? I know they put a lot of water into the meat we buy. By the time we finish cooking it, there's no meat left. Well, how could you make meat from water? That's for a South African, that would be the first prize. You just make meat from water. Wow. I don't know what these things are. Kadam, maybe if we look in the Gemara there, we can find the recipe. Rav Shmuel, we can go into business. Make meat from water. Okay, that would be a good business. Whoa. Anyway, I'm sure, whatever, no one's done that. Anyway, but that's what the Gemara is talking about. Well, the Nosei is, Machmas Shebriyosam in Amayim, Adain Mayim Gemurim Mayim Velo Cheres. It's still considered water, Pialocha. The Metzia is called Dovel Amitosoi, Kurak Makoyri Vesholshoi. The Etze Metzias of everything is its root and source. That's why my etzem metzias is yud kei vav kei. It's just hidden here because we need bechira and we're in this world to earn the next world. But it says tzaddikim b'misoso nikra yud kei vav kei. The tzaddikim, when they die, they're called yud kei vav kei. Why? Because they always were. That's their shoresh. That's where they come from. That's who they really are. But you don't see it down here because, yeah, there's other factors that need to hide. We're in the world of elam, oilam, we're hidden. But the minute the truth gets revealed, you go back to your source. What's your source? Yud kei vav kei. You go back to being a Hashem. Because we are a chelek elok kai mimal. That's where we come from. Okay. We've got a few minutes still. Okay. Fine. That's clear. That's Zemuvan, what we said up to now. I mean, just the words at least. The deep understanding. We're going to try and unravel that more. But just at least the words. Imkei. Im oilam kula nasim ein vefes. If the world is in truth made from nothing, yesh mi'ayin, which we believe in. Hare metziyoso ha'amitis hi rak ein ve'efes. That means the source of everything is ein ve'efes, because it came from ein ve'efes, yesh mi'ayin. So the source of everything is ayin. Imke mahu, so then what is it? What is the essence of everything if it's yesh mi'ayin? It's nothing. We'll see that that's not the correct translation of yesh mi'ayin. Hare sof sof, ma'ashu lefaneinu, V'lo ein ve'efes. You see something in front of you. You look at me and say, V'lo ein ve'efes. Yeah, this is not ein ve'efes, the mashu. Avo ebes ha'kol nasil de ritzoris barach. Be'esam amoros ma'isebreshi shal yodam bo ha'kol l'klal metzias. How did everything come about? Through the Rotzon Hashem, which manifested in the Asara Mamores. And from there, everything came into being. So what's the source of everything? The Rotzon Hashem and his dibur. We have to know that the Mekubalim say that the correct loshon is not yesh mi'ayin. Yesh mi'ayin means something came from nothing. It means Hashem is nothing, and then something, me, I'm something, and I came from nothing. That's not the move on. Hashem is everything. And this world is not really anything other than just the Rotzon Hashem. I mean, not anything, it's everything. But what it really is ein yesh. Nothing came from something. That's a correct move on. Yesh mi ein means, we have to understand, ein doesn't mean nothing. We have to know, ein doesn't mean nothing. It's one of the names of Hashem also, ein. Ein is one of the names of Hashem. It doesn't mean nothing. Okay, well, that's where we get confused. There was nothing before, now there's me. So I'm something. And there was, no. Hashem's Rotzon is everything. And Mama Kol, where do I come from? How did I get here? Rotzon Hashem. So my Shoresh and Mama Kol is oil. I look like a piece of wood, but I'm from oil. I look like a human being, whatever, but really my Shoresh is Rotzon Hashem.
Can we say that we are coming from something infinite? That means Ein Sof, and then we become something finite. That means it's
correct. That's exactly what it is. It's yeah. Yesh, but the Yesh yeah. is finite, and it's coming from yeah. Ein. Ein meaning
yeah, Ein infinite. Is infinite. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Ein doesn't mean nothing. Yeah. Ein means everything. I'm nothing from something. Ani mashu, but I come from the Rotzen Hashem. The Rotzen Hashem is infinite. That's the Ein Sof, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a whole discussion how the Ein Sof is Yud Kei Vav Kei, what was before that. Dvarim she'asu ledaber al. Not asu ledaber, you can't talk about that. How are you going to talk about infinite? What Hashem was megalit to us in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that we're allowed to talk about. Well, how that manifests and happens, so we have to go find the Kabbalists. We're not learning Kabbalah. You have to talk to the Kabbalists. Ani lo yodah. Well, for our purposes in Achinami, that's exactly what's happening here. We're understanding that everything came from Hashem and everything exists kulu rotzon Hashem because that's Chiddush. That's the vault of Chiddush. There wasn't a world before and there is a world now. How did it happen? Hashem did it. So it means kulu, everything is rotzon Hashem. So everything you see here has its source in the infinite. That's what's called Metziyut. What's Metziyut? It's from Loshen Yetziyah, to go out. The Metziyut. Zeh Metziyut, we say in Ivrit. Yeah? Zeh Metziyut. That's the reality. What does that mean? Loshen HaKodesh is not just a nice... Metziyut is from Loshen Yetziyah. The Metziyut, what we call Metziyut, is just that which came out of Hashem. That's exactly what the word says. No, that's what it means. Nachon? But it's not that it came out and it just now it's running on empty, it's running on automatic. It's called the car, but call Yom Isa Maisa Breshis Tomit. Every moment Hashem's recreating the world. We don't see that, by the way. We don't see the world stopping and starting. Same as when you watch a movie. A movie is just lots and little bits of independent pictures, yeah? And you shine them on the wall because it's going at a certain speed. It looks like one long story. Doesn't look like it's stopping, starting. If you play the movie very slowly, then that's what you would see. Stop, start, stop, start, stop, stop, yeah? It's the same in the Bria. We don't notice that each moment is a new Bria because it's happening so quickly, it just looks like it's one long flowing moment, but it's like a movie. Hashem's creating the world every moment, yesh mi'ayin mi'chadash. Same as Kabbalah Satorah. It's not like we had a Kabbalah Satorah a few thousand years ago and now we're living off that. Each moment is a new Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem's giving Matnas Torah every second, every moment. And we're being Makabal Torah every moment. It's not something that happened in that. No, it's happening now. Because it has to be. because there's not, Hashem has to be willing it into existence. If you would stop, it wouldn't be. Okay. That's what you are. Somebody says, what are you? You tell him I'm Rotzen Hashem. Except for this problem we have with Bechira. And he cut the talk, but otherwise I'm Rotzen Hashem. If you ask a cow, who are you? He can tell you, Mayachuz, 100% I'm Rotzen Hashem. A Yid has a bit of a problem if he can't say he's 100% Rotzen Hashem because this Bechira thing gets in the way. The Chutz Bechira, that's what I am. Ma Metziyut Shelcha, who are you? What are you? Ani Hashem. Ani Rotzen Hashem. Now he says, I'm already Koloshen, yeah. Very, very useful Loshen. You'll see as we go ahead, this phrase, this helped me enormously in understanding and explaining things. What we really are is his Gashmus Rotzen Hashem, the physicalization of the Rotzen Hashem. We understand, we don't know what the Rotzen Hashem is. We don't know what it looks like. But it's some very high spiritual force. Let's call it a light. Let's use the word light. Let's say it's a very bright light, yeah? So where do you see that down here? What you see down here is the physicalization of that light. As it comes down through the world, through the spheres, it becomes more and more crystallized. That's really what it is. It's crystallized light. I'm using words here that don't, it's not light and it's not crystal. I'm just saying, whatever Hashem is, that infinite thing, whatever that is, they're all Gashmias, that's for sure. So how does it manifest here, Gashmias? as it comes down and down, it becomes more and more gashmius. It means it's becoming physicalized, crystallized, whatever word you want to use. That's what the world is. It's crystallized Ratzon Hashem. Therefore, it comes out there is nothing in the world other than the Ratzon Hashem and his Mamorim, his Dibur. It says in Tehillim, Midrash Tehillim, Ein lanu ela haras panecha. All we have is the haras panecha, the radiance, the glow, the shining of your face. Pirush says the Midrash. What does that mean? That this haras panecha, Yisparach, is because that is the sheresh and the source of everything. And therefore, that is the only Metzias that there is. And chutz mi his rotzen, there is nothing. I don't exactly know what that has to do with Haras Panecha. I'm just reading what it says here. That somehow the Midrash there says that from this Ein Lanu Ela Haras Panecha, all we have is the glow of your countenance. That's what we have. Somehow the Midrash connects that to rotzen. Okay. I don't know what that means. But that's the Yesod. So okay, let's stop there because there's a kvayis of a rebbe, and the next section needs more building. Okay, again, I told you, there's not an easy sefer at all. it's hard. But if we take it slowly, we go through carefully, you'll see these yesodas become more and more internalized. This is not news to any of us. We've been working on this yesod for a long time. Einod milvado, yichud Hashem, that's what Shema is. Understanding said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh mi'ayin, then the world is kulu rotzon Hashem. It isn't other than rotzon Hashem. What is Ratzon Hashem? We don't know. Because you can't separate, like Derech Hashem says. Hashem's oneness is not like different parts that make up one thing. Like me, I'm also a unit. I'm also one. I've got fingers, a hand, I've got parts, and those parts make up a oneness. Hashem's oneness is simple. It's a oneness. It's not made up of parts. It's a yichud of yichid. We don't understand what that yichud is. We understand yichud as parts. You got 11 players in a football team and they play together. So there's an achdus here, you know, the parts of a machine. But by Kodesh Baruch, there's no parts. You can't talk about parts. So a lot of your maze rotzen Hashem, chesed Hashem. That's only down here in this world. We can have the giluim of these different things. But in his atzmus, there's nothing. It's just him. Not parts. It's an achdus amitis. So we can't understand that. So we use the lotion that Chazal give us, and that's how we work. But it was Bezrat Hashem. We said it was due to Shabbos. We'll see. We mustn't forget our original kasha was why are we keeping Shabbos but not doing anything if it's Zechel Amayis Abreishis. You see, on Pesach Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we go through and we tell the story and we discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't lie in bed the whole night and sleep because we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're doing things kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bezman Matan Torah. We go learn and we try and get the Torah and we daven and we're trying to connect to that. We don't go to bed. Shabbos, you're trying to remember Amayis Abreishis and you do that by doing nothing. So that's the
we can say that also HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped to create the world because of this. We stop also to create.
What does it mean that Hashem stopped to create the world? If he stopped to create the world, we wouldn't exist. He can't ever stop. He's being his Ratzon and Mamorim is keeping the world going all the time, even on Shabbos. Did you notice on Shabbos that the trees still grow, the rain falls?
Yeah.
The moon, the sun comes up on Shabbos. That shouldn't happen. But Shabbos ulo asuk b'mayis abreishis. Well, but we see he is. Yesh bayapo. When we say that we have Shabbos zeichel amayis abreishis, don't say zeichel menuchas achrei abreishis. It's zeichel amayis abreishis. The mayis, the act of breishis. That's what we're remembering. How do you do that by not doing anything? That was the kasha. Okay, so we'll see. That we'll have to build. Aval, Shabbos is the day after the Bria. It's like the man that built the building. He wants to remember the building. He doesn't remember after he built the building. It was Ma'od Yayef, so he went to sleep. So now he wants to remember building the building, so he goes to sleep. No, you want to remember building the building, go and have a look at the building and look and look at the plans and be involved in the mice of the building. Not afterwards you were very tired, so you went to sleep. Also, we have to understand, what does it mean Hashem rested? Hashem stopped creating. What does it mean he stopped creating? not the 6 year old.
The base was created. I don't say the not base the, and then. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm not asking the 6 year old question. What does it mean Hashem rests on Shabbos? Where he was tired from creating the world? No, no. I'm asking if he mafsiks, if he stops to create, then nothing exists. We just said that. It means on Friday and on Shabbos, there still has to be Isaac in my Sebrachis even on Shabbos. Otherwise, the Bria wouldn't be here. As ma muvan shel ze. What's the muvan of Shrisa when it's talking about Hashem? Me understand what the musag is. I stop doing malacha. I don't rest. I stop doing malacha. That's the musag of Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't mean you rest. No, you can do some very hard stuff on Shabbos. Shabbos can be the most exhausting day of the week. I had a friend, he always used to say, the chesed of Hashem, you have 6 days to recuperate from Shabbos. You know, Shabbos can sometimes be exhausting. It's almost the hardest day for a person because he's home and normally he's at work and he's out. Suddenly he has to deal with the children. It's the boch. Shabbos can be, he has to let his wife rest. A Shabbos can be a very hard day. So what's Shabbos? What's the rest? Menuchas HaShabbos? It's the stopping to do malacha. So zegam tzarich havona maze. What's this hafsakas malacha? And how does that mare on my sabreshis? Well, it's a shame we have a few pages to go still. Hopefully when we finish, we'll have some understanding of some of these musogim. In the meantime, have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos Mavochim, Nis Sivan. Man Matan Peresenu.
Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe.